I haven't seen this yet. Is he even funny?
Well, I mean,
have you streamed having sex?
You can't do that, like actually put it on the camera, but yeah. I've done it like with the mic on.
Really? Wait, you're rocking her world? What's it like for a girl having sex with you?
Like 1 minute, and then you have to go to a clinic a few days later.
You hit it quick.
Yeah, bro, I gotta get back to work. I'm a busy guy. Yeah.
You're such a legend. It's crazy.
It's not very funny. I know he has like a group of his boys in the room there that are laughing, which honestly makes it less funny that they can't hold their laughter for the interview that's happening. Nah, it's pretty funny. It's like an overdone bit. Where's the novelty? You know? Where's the novelty?
Your mom tells the daughter, like, you find like, a dude, doctor.
If you're going to take
I like the gigantic clavicular updates watermark on the clip stolen from the Adam Friedland show.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of loans. You might as well invest it into surgery rather than going to school.
What if you could be a plastic surgeon?
And by the way, you can actually get college loans and use it for surgery. So this is a method. So I've been telling people, yeah, you can literally do that. So just misappropriating the funds, it's really not going to get you in that much trouble. Uh-huh. And you'll mog, so you'll be able to sort of get out of it.
Yeah, it's kind of boring.
Making these rules when it's like, yeah, as a whole, we're looking at a society here, not, you know, were you able to get with a chick who's hotter than you?
I don't know. It's just like
Are you saying you would eat poop to poop mog someone? Yeah, dude, I would. Okay. Kind of runs its course. There's no substance here.
They like it kind of a little bit if we're like a little ugly sometimes.
No.
I think, yeah.
Women love it when guys are a bit ugly. Is the key to fame just being really stupid now? I mean, like, yeah. Well, it's that for a lot of people on the internet, the only inroad to get money is being a lolcow, right? It's more of a problem on the right, I think. Like, there are far more people on the left who get some degree of notoriety. Like Adam Friedland, for example. Like, Adam Friedland plays a little bit into the lolcow thing. Like, oh, I'm just a little guy. Ooh, my glasses, you know. But for the most part, like, he has positions. His sincerity is like, the undercurrent that allows him to do what he does. But no, it's everything is just little, like, blips of attention. You know, you have a new character, then they get, you know, killed off midway through the season. It's not... Nothing lasts. There's no sustainability to it. Adam confronted him and going to the Michael Knowles show. I'll take a look, but genuinely, like, he hasn't said anything insightful so far. I know he's like really young.
Okay, let's do a rapid fire questions. Okay? These will be fun. You were interviewed by Michael Knowles. What do you think of that guy's a bitch, dude?
I thought he was very nice.
Never mind. I mogged when he came on here. He's a nice guy, whatever.
He is nice.
He just tells trans people they should be eradicated. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, so that's why I don't like to think about politics, because these people get into these manic headspaces over nonsense.
And I'm just like, they're losers.
Dude, why?
Yeah. I have politicians on. They're fucking...
You have to mention cortisol.
Which ones?
They're jesters, dude.
Yeah, for real.
I had the mayor, Zorod. Have you heard of him?
No.
He's fire. He's pretty fire.
Zorod?
Zorod.
No, I never heard of the guy.
He's sick. He's the New York mayor.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
I'm so far removed.
Yeah. He's got a high sexual market value.
That's pretty true. That's pretty true. The funny bits are Adam. Could you imagine just watching Clav like sitting in a room talking to himself? Has Clav ever talked to Destiny? I wonder if Destiny could get something good out of him. Not yet. I'm sure it'll happen at some point. I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty boring. He mostly just seems miserable, ashamed of his old hobbies. He seems incapable of engaging conversation. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's part of the broader, like, milieu, the people being allergic to sincerity, right? That's ultimately the issue, you know? He randomly defended queer people. Clav? Yeah, he said, like, you're a loser if you have queer people. But, like, it doesn't matter to him. Like, he'll hang out with Nazis if there's a blip of attention there. And then he'll be pro-trans if there's a blip of attention. There's no, it doesn't, if you don't believe in anything, none of it really matters. It's all, like, his position on that would be like me hanging out with different sports teams. Like I'm with the Seahawks and I'm like, yeah, Seahawks. Then I'm with the Patriots. So like, yeah, Patriots. I don't care. I'm just hanging out with people. It doesn't matter. It's all a grift. It goes beyond being a grift. Didn't expect him to not take the right-wing grift bait. Yeah, I think it's because the right-wing grift right now seems to be dying, genuinely. I think that Nick Fuentes kind of is the, again, what's the word I keep? The watermark? I keep this up. The water table, waterline, whatever. Where it like being watershed, thank you, the watermark, being a right-wing grifter now requires you to die on so many hills, and they're such embarrassing, unpopular hills that it's easier to just be right-wing adjacent, but like not really commit to it too hard, you know? Like, you don't want to be the guy who's out there having to defend every one of Trump's 57 truth posts every day. You know what I mean? You don't want to be that guy. It's just a terrible place to be. Most of the, even the like the big conservative accounts on Twitter these days, for the most part, just get ratioed into oblivion because like the Epstein stuff was kind of the death knell, right? Like, how the do you keep up the populist grift when you are very openly complicit in the Epstein cover-up, you know? That got a lot of people over, and now it's just a sinking ship. I'm not sure what V-Man means by watershed. When I say that, and I say it way the f*** too much, but when I say that, what I mean is, like, the position, it's like when you see a buoy on the water, and it's used to determine, like, the height of the water, right? It's seeing the water table. Where is the entire movement judging from the position of one person on the movement? You know? Do you say this in your personal life? Yes. Groundwater? I'm not saying that shit. You're mixing watermark and watershed? It doesn't really matter. It's fine. Reggie Flames, if it's not fun, why bother apply to discourse? I mean, yeah, there's some truth to that. Culturally, you don't really get much out of, like, it's more difficult for them because they have the cult of personality. I can be, hypothetically, I can advocate for a Democrat, like Zoran Mamdani, and not have to defend everything Schumer does. There's nothing about my association with the political party or with the movement. I don't have to defend every progressive on Twitter. I don't have to defend every crazy lefty, tanky, campist, whatever. I don't have to defend all those guys. They have to defend Trump, no matter what. You have to defend Trump. And because Trump is like a senile old man and receptive to a bunch of pressure from the people around him, what that often means is you have to defend every right-wing culture war talking point that gets funneled through him because he's the only one they listen to. So they are required to die on a bunch of hills. And we're not. So it's, you know, it's not fun for them. And I get that. You could also, like, not be a f***ing idiot if you, I guess, preferred. Get off the watermark thing. No one cares. F*** off. God, look at these loafers. Oh, look at that wear. Oh my God, I need. Yeah, they don't look like that day one, buddy. You got to put years into wearing them for them to look like that. That's why they look so nice. Those loafers are a high watermark. That's fucking true.